you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Genesis chapter 7, let's see, verses 1 through 3. The Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you seven of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and two of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also seven of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep their various kinds alive throughout the earth." Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. Hey, Marianne. Hey, Dee.
Hey, Mark.
Hi.
It's Wednesday, which means it's our beloved Prime Life Times in review. So we'll be reading a story, and we have Dee here. Was it 2 weeks ago you were here? Dee's at least once a month,
maybe
I think.
Three. And, I think it was three. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
it
Rob,
wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, we often have Rob in here. He's our copy editor. He's in the hospital, so we had asked that you'd be praying him up. He had heart surgery a few weeks back and returned home, we all think, way, way, way too early. And so now we're hoping they can stabilize things and get him feeling better and able to be at home with his beloved Mary. So
amen. Amen.
Praying that up. Oh, so a couple announcements before we read the story and then address some listener mail. But The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, 10 days away.
Yay.
Mm. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe's debut or rendering or adapted for radio will be on Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th, both 4 to 6 p.m. And so Dee, I've talked about you a few different times, but Dee already ate her microwave popcorn. She's supposed to save that for the big event, the two-hour broadcast.
Did she know that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Just saw that popcorn, saw the invite, and said, I got to taste it. But you said it was pretty good, right?
You know, I said it's the best microwave popcorn I've ever had.
Oh, wow. In your few 79 years.
Yes.
And when's the 80th birthday girl coming to town? When are you turning 80?
I hope I'm staying in town.
There you go.
Yes. In September, I will
September.
Turn 80.
Okay,
yes.
Remember that, yes. Mary.
Okay, I will.
We might
thank
have
you.
A cupcake or something here for her.
So. Oh, we can do better than
or
that.
Or some Portillo's chocolate cake.
Yeah,
that was so good.
So if you want one of our microwave popcorn packets, according to Dee, the best popcorn in the world, stop by the Great News Media Center or our Springfield location. We have them all filled up with microwave popcorn to give out, along with a little invitation or a reminder for you to tune in April 23rd or 24th.
Does that mean I can get another one?
You can.
Oh,
you've
okay.
earned it. So stop by and say hi. Generally, it's always best to call first because we're out and about doing ministry work or running errands, or I'm out at the radio tower, or Marianne's following up on something. So.
Or out in the parking lot jumping cars.
Yeah, that's right.
That happened the other day.
Yeah. So call first, but usually 10 to 5, you might find one of us here, except on Wednesdays. Sometimes that's when I go to Springfield, and you're off that day or you're working from home. So, but we'd love to give you a packet of world-famous, tasty microwave popcorn to have popped and eaten during our two-hour broadcast
you
on April 23rd.
You would have done a great, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. You would have done a great job at, like, food commercials. I mean, you have got me wanting popcorn so bad right now.
Oh, so I started out with this verse about Noah out of Genesis because we're going to be talking about some animals, beloved pets, dogs in particular that we love. In fact, we do have a dog in the studio with us today.
We always do when Dee is here.
Lucy is on the air.
Lucy is
She's
in the house.
She's on the floor.
Yeah.
You're on the air, Dee. Lucy's on the floor.
Lucy's on the floor.
Oh, she's looking up at you.
She jumped up because we said her name.
You said her name, yeah.
Of course, the jump up means she's only about 3 inches off the ground.
Yeah, that's right. She's now 2 inches off the floor. Yeah. She's a little dog.
So the beloved Prime Life Times publication, an ever-growing subscription, too.
Yeah.
I think there was one or two more people last week. We send this out to many people throughout Illinois and Indiana and other parts of the country. Some people have sent it out as gifts to loved ones in different states. So, yeah, it's ever growing. People really enjoy this. And Dee, you've been writing with us for, I guess, about 5 years, right? Four or 5 years?
I think 18 was the first year, yeah. So
was
it would be about 5. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a long time, isn't it?
With COVID, it seems like it.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, so this is on the front page. It's called Emerging in Spring by Dee Cheshire. Okay.
My favorite time of year.
Oh.
And, you know, I have to say this about the first sentence. The Lenten rose I had never heard of until I moved to Illinois.
Really?
There are no Lenten roses in Minnesota that I know of. And so I was really surprised.
Well, now I have to say something here. This picture on the front is gorgeous. I love it. I approved it. I love it because it's all colorful and it's all flowers and dogs. And I just thought Kelly did such a great job. But I have to say that Ruth Esri, when she read the article, proofed it. And she's like, Marianne, it says Lenten rose and crocus. We should put those pictures on the front instead of these. She goes, oh, and so she sent me pictures of the Lenten rose. It's beautiful.
It is.
I had no idea.
It's a little weird.
So describe it for...
Well, I can't. It was just a gorgeous picture of a flower.
No, what's the flower look like?
The one I had was green. It was like 3-4 shades of green. Hmm. And it comes out in March, early March, even when there's snow and ice on the ground. It's a very strange plant.
And what's the crocus look like?
A crocus, usually are purple.
This must be the one I saw.
The little ones, they're short.
Okay. And she was so right. I said, Ruth, that's such a good call. It's such a good call for you to say that, except I love this picture of all these bright flowers.
Yeah.
So
yes.
We went with that.
All right.
Okay, Dee, read your article.
Okay.
And only 2 out of the 3 dogs have their tongues hanging out. I don't know if you noticed that, too.
That's true. Oh, dear. And, okay, one more thing. The white dog, are you familiar with the Peace Project 703 at all that Amber Oberheim has started?
Is that where they utilize pets or dogs to work with soldiers?
That's Officer Oberheim's widow.
Yes, yes. Well, they adopted a big white dog like this. Actually, it's a Pyrenees, I think. And it's a rescue dog, and it's a therapy dog.
Oh, nice.
And they take it around. Now, it looks just like this, but it's huge. Huh. And they take it around to different police stations and officers, and it's a therapy dog.
That's very nice.
Remember when we had the therapy dog when we were at Lincoln Square?
I do. I loved
very
that.
Very well-behaved, extremely well-trained.
Yes, yes.
I do.
Very well trained. Yeah. All right, well, on to the article. It's not only the Lenten rose and the crocus that emerge in the spring. People and dogs suddenly appear. Some, like my passive, almost 14-year-old pup, peek out the door and exit slowly. Others burst
slowly.
Forth.
That's really good.
I wonder how many people, as they're driving, when they heard you, they also did.
I think they tried to adjust their dial. It's like, what's wrong with my radio? What's happening?
Well, at 14, Lucy is slow. Others burst forth, running before they are even over the threshold. It seems we haven't seen each other all winter, and there have been a few changes. The jolly neighborhood pug has put on a few pounds and is now more roly-poly than ever. With the happy jumping and wiggling, a couple or more rolls are jiggling with each wiggle. Don't tell his owner that. As the Maltese approaches, you almost don't recognize him. 3 inches of hair that wasn't there 4 months earlier has turned him into an off-white fuzzball. As he runs back and forth, you can't tell the front from the back.
I must digress here. It was the neatest thing. I was watching out my window. This has nothing to do with dogs or really our topic. But there was a little black-capped chickadee, kind of like a little finch.
Okay.
And he was on the little doormat where Beamer's fur from coming... Oh, I guess there is a dog involved in this.
Okay.
And he was plucking or pecking at
the little fur gathering for his nest.
Yeah.
And for about 4 minutes straight, and I was right at the door, so I think it was a younger one because he wasn't so intimidated, and he kept just going around gathering all this, and he had all this little fur in his mouth.
Oh, bless its heart.
The last time I trimmed Lucy in the fall, I put the hair outside the patio.
Yeah. Oh, that's so
quite
generous.
Quite a pile, and the little birds pecked away and picked it up and took it to their nest.
I think hummingbirds oftentimes will look for fur, too, for their little
It took them
nest.
About 15 minutes to clear the whole pile because they were in the process of building something.
That is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
it is.
Speaking of hummingbirds that I brought up, usually that first month in May, start getting your nectar out, your sweet water. Mm-hmm. So that's only 2 or 3 weeks away.
That's true.
Be thinking about the hummingbirds. They'll be coming through.
You've got that at your house, too, don't you, Mark? Yeah.
How fun.
And they say once you get the hummingbirds, oftentimes they'll keep returning to that same area. Because we started out with just a few sightings, and the last few years it's like 20 or 30, not always at the same time, but many, many sightings constantly.
Oh, that is. We need Maggie Doherty Roberts in here. She knows about all that stuff.
Yes, yes. The older golden walks calmly past, ignoring all the excitement, and the once friendly husky now growls as he passes the smaller dogs, held in check by his owner. The winter months have turned him from friendly to crabby. The Dalmatian pup that disappeared from sight in November has come out seemingly full-grown, almost regal, as he looks down his nose at the smaller dogs jumping around him. Bringing up the rear of the procession is the well-groomed, well-dressed Yorkie, happily sniffing my little furball, but looking at her as if to say, "You still don't wear a nice outfit."
Oh,
that Yorkie has about 22 different outfits. That's why I mentioned that.
Okay.
Yes, very well taken care of.
Very well dressed.
Perhaps you've heard the saying about dogs and their owners being alike. Well, I think some of us have put on a few while snowbound. We'll have to join the roly-poly pug for some healthy walks. And a few of us are looking a little more than just shaggy. We both need visits to the groomer and the salon. And our favorite young dog walker, grandson of our neighbors, looks as though he grew 2 inches. Yes, we've all aged, but hopefully not to the point of ignoring those around us. And we must remember to be friendly to all those we meet, greeting, not growling. Of course, with warmer weather, we could all use an outing and perhaps a wardrobe update. Thankfully, we owners don't have to partake in the sniffing and jumping and yelps of glee, but we hope, as we also emerge, our verbal expressions of happiness to be out and about will suffice.
Oh, nice article. Copyright D.A. Cheshire. Used by permission. Thank you, Dee, for that permission. Dee directs the Great News Radio Children's Choir when it starts up again.
Yes.
DeeAnnCheshire@gmail.com. That last little phrase, when it starts up again, was not in the paper.
Oh, okay.
Just so everybody knows.
And that part about partaking in the sniffing, I remember, everyone kind of knows. I remember Esther saying, why is the dog doing that? We say, oh, that's just a form of shaking hands.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, well.
Which technically it is.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, they're getting to know each other.
That's okay.
So, oh, dear. Well, thank you, Dee.
Yeah,
another
thank you
great,
so much,
You
Dee.
Made the front page again.
I know it.
That is an honor, I tell you.
It is. Well, Marianne
you deserve
is finding these good stories, and you're a good content contributor. And we've been getting poems from various people, Marianne. And other content. If people stop by our website, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, you can find out more about some of the, not rules and regulations, but if you're going to submit some content. We have lots of content. We're actually wanting more advertisers so we can include more pages. But if you're an advertiser and you want to advertise, we'd love to talk with you. If you have some good content or poems or stories, maybe one of your future submissions will make it into our paper. It's a growing subscription, and we love all the feedback that we're getting.
And I would think this paper would be a boon for advertisers because so many people love it. I mean, not in the hundreds, but in the thousands.
Yeah, we estimate 32,000 monthly readers with as many as we publish and print and send out and have available. And then people oftentimes, maybe there's 2 in a household or 3 that read it or they pass it on. Many people say, oh, I read it, and then I pass it on to a neighbor or friend. And so it's a really good solid number of 32,000.
Yeah.
We're excited.
And I've never given it to anyone who thought anything negative about it. They're all thrilled because they love the articles and the information that's in it.
Oh, I just remembered what my other thought was. Where did the Tootsie Pop display go that was right here?
Well, I think
Did Holly take
Holly
it
took it back to where it goes.
Dee had never seen our Tootsie Pop display, and I wanted to talk about that because maybe we'll find a volunteer eventually in Springfield or Decatur or Bloomington. But for 27 years, we've had these Tootsie Pop displays that have about 100 or so Tootsie Pops. They all stand up like little soldiers. They're all in a little slot, and there's a little coin slot, 25 cents, and then we have our program guide. Yes, but we've raised tens of thousands of dollars over these many years, and so
it's amazing.
Dee had never seen that in all these years, and so we have about 40 or 50 of these boxes on a shelf in the back, and we used to have as many as 100 or so out. We still have some places like Yoder's where they'll go through 50 or 60 or 70 every week, and so we have to fill that up a couple times a month. But it's still a unique way to introduce people to the radio ministry and raise funds, so it pays for the Tootsie Pop and then makes kind of a generous donation. Yeah. I used to call my little missionaries that were out there working night and day.
Well, that's an interesting use of that word. But it is really fun. Yeah. I love those Tootsie Pops. Yeah. And
what's your favorite one, Marianne?
Chocolate.
Yeah,
that's just not even a question.
Dee pulled out a quarter, and I said, hey, the quarter, it stays on the table here. And we put it in the slot, and Marianne had a pop in her hand in no time.
Yeah, chocolate all the time, all the way, every day. Yeah, so we've got Holly doing them, and Dwayne Berkey helps fill them, and Daryl Kennedy takes them out.
We have a whole big team of people that go out and distribute them and follow up, and I find myself carrying one or two every once in a while to a location. And so, and we have one of these boxes is at our Springfield studio, so Butch and I don't know if Paul eats them too much, but Butch likes them a time or two. I see coins in there, and Tim might buy one, and visitors come in. I have to get one maybe up here somewhere
so people can stop in and buy the Tootsie Pop.
Okay, we need to also address some listener mail.
Okay.
So, Dee, how about starting off with
some
feedback we received from our great listeners?
Yes. I have one from Bev, and she says, thank you for your prayers. And she lists several prayer requests and answers to prayer. She sounds like a prayer warrior.
Hmm.
And then says, thank you so much, and may God richly bless you all and your precious families. Bev.
Hmm. We'll receive that. Thank you, Bev, for praying and supporting us.
This is from Carol in Milford.
Oh, Carol. Every month it's either a card or a sweet note,
some
encouraging words. I've known her for a lot of years. What a great supporter.
I love this card. It's so pretty, and it's about Valentine's. It's got a heart on it, and I'm not going to take up too much time, but I just have to say I love cards. I love stationery. If I had my way and if I had had any free time in the whole world, which I don't, I would start an Instagram, Facebook group page about stationery. I love it. So thank you, Carol, for your cards. Okay. Dear Mark and staff, my life changed several years ago when I found Great News Radio. I continue to be inspired by the many speakers and the music on my journey through life. I'm enclosing a little extra for Valentine's Day, and that's a gift. I so appreciate 89.3. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gratefully, Carol.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. Here's a little note, and it's A, so I don't know if it's Anne or Annabeth or
Angela.
It's probably
Angela.
A. It's probably Anne. Anne's a great name.
Anne is a wonderful name.
We got Deanne and Marianne.
Yeah, we've been here before.
Yeah, we've done this before. Okay.
She writes, God bless with an exclamation point and thank you with double exclamation points.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm. I have a beautiful card here, and it is from a new listener, Nancy, and she lives in Caitlin.
Hey, Nancy.
Thank you so
much. Now, some say Catlin.
Oh, is it Catlin?
Yeah.
I live there. It's Catlin.
Oh, it's Catlin. I'm sorry. I'm a Minnesota person. I don't know about this Illinois.
Got to catch up, Dee. Got to catch up.
Only been here. I've only been here 14 years, so, I mean, get real. All right. Thank you so much for the great work put into this radio station. I'm new to the area, and life can get a bit lonely, but when I found your station, I was and am very blessed.
Mm.
I love the traditional music. Old hymns bring me to a spirit of worship. There's several preachers I enjoy every day. I want to be a support to you, as you are to me. Enclosed is my gift. Thanks, Nancy.
Nice.
Hey, thank you, Nancy, for those encouraging and sweet words. And to God be the glory, and may He continue to speak to you through our broadcast.
Absolutely. This is from Sherry in Chatham.
Hey, Sherry.
Praising our Savior 24/7, there's no way to know. how many lonely people you have helped get through the days and the nights with your programs, music, and friendly voices on the broadcasts. Thank you, and praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, very true, and it's helped me many times through the night, through the afternoon, in the morning hours.
I didn't know you slept.
I listen all the time. Here's a note on our response card for the friends of WGNN, Great News Radio, WLUJ family of stations, and this comes from a couple I've known for many years from Mansfield. We're thankful for your work. This check is for March and April, so we appreciate their monthly givers, but they give every couple months.
Wow. And I have one from Rebecca in Springfield. And Rebecca writes, thank you for continuing proclaiming the gospel, God's word, and lifting up our Savior Jesus. In Christ, Rebecca.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Very nice. This is from Rick in Springfield.
Hey, Rick.
Came to WLUJ, and he says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And God bless you guys. Thank you, Rick.
I wonder if he's familiar with our Front Page Jerusalem program on the weekends or can tune in and listen to that. This is from a dear friend, from Donna from Tolono. She's been to Israel with me, attended various outings, Singing Men concerts, so very involved in the radio ministry. And she writes, thank you, Mark and staff, for your support in lifting us up in these days of uncertainty, where your programs keep us rooted in the love of our Lord Jesus. It is so important we have these programs and music to keep us inspired. Thank you. The Lord has blessed me more than I could ever imagine. Blessings, Donna.
Thank you,
Donna. Appreciate your
kind words
and support.
Well, I have three here that are just wonderful. They are all saying the same thing. Thank you for all you do. And one is from Patricia in Pleasant Plains, and one from James in Astoria, and then Douglas and Linda from Chatham. Right. Again, thank you.
Do you know where Astoria is?
No, where is it?
It's way north. It's over near Macomb. We sang the Singing Men at the Astoria Homecoming months back in the fall. And a great community, and they get a couple signals there, and we're hoping to get a good power increase so they even get a better signal in the coming days. But Astoria is where our paper, the Prime Life Times, is printed.
Oh, my goodness.
K.K. Stevens, Astoria. Yeah, they send us that nice, where is it? Somewhere here in the studio. Oh, right behind you. That plant came from K.K. Stevens with our grand opening open house. He came all the way from Astoria to celebrate with us.
Sound like I know what you're talking about, but I don't know where Macomb is either, so... You really didn't give me any information.
But, okay, so about 2 hours north of Springfield.
You're going to have to get out and travel around.
Yeah. I am.
We'll take you on the road, Dee.
And the printing people, Stevens, they send popcorn at Christmas, and I love that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They give us a big box, and it has chips and pretzels and popcorn, like 6 or 8 different items all in this big
microwave box. Popcorn?
Oh, yeah. Way to go, Dee.
Okay, we may have time for one or two more.
Okay. This is from Marjorie in Champaign.
Hey, Marjorie.
Yeah. She just says WGNN 102.5 is where she listens, and she has enclosed a gift where it's most needed. I appreciate your airing Michael Redelnik on Saturday from 9 to 11.
Pretty close. Michael Redelnik.
Michael Redelnik. Oh, thank you.
I had to get on her, Dee, just so you're not the only one that gets picked on.
Okay, on Saturday from 9 to 11. And the news from Israel on Saturdays. I think I said Israel, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Israel.
Yeah.
You got to speak like an Israeli.
I don't know if I can.
Amin.
She says, also she likes Equipped by Chris Brooks.
I was listening to him on the way in the other day. Yeah, he's a great follower of Jesus and a good host.
Thank you, Marjorie.
And I'll close out with a message from Nellie from Decatur. Thank you all for the good news and speaking the word of the Lord. Have been praying for our country. She shares some prayer requests and, of course, the radio station. Love and blessings, Nellie from Decatur. Thank you, Nellie. Thank you for your encouraging words, your support, and being a part of our radio listening family. All of you, we love when we get to read your letters, your notes, your cards. Any feedback that's helpful that can help guide us and lead us into the future, and certainly your prayer requests, we love to pray them up. You can write us at at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or WLUJ, the family of stations, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Dee Chesser with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.